The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is Thursday, May 14th, 2015, and we are brought to you by and sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grasslandbeef.com. John Wood, give him a call. Go out to his site. This gentleman is the best. He's been affiliated with me on and off probably for like 15 years. So go out and look at his site and order up some grass-fed beef. Number two, we've got Saugerties Chiropractic Center. That's in Saugerties, New York. So this is only for New York residents. Presently, Mark Colligan, who is the chiropractor, they're getting a brand new website up. So to contact them, it's 845-246-5020. 845-246-5020. Remember this, he does deep tissue laser. He's doing the pulse electromagnetic frequencies, soft tissue injuries, trigger point. I'm having all that done right now. Big on sports injuries, and he's definitely big into performance potential. He's a great speaker, and we are going to have him on monthly. I know I keep saying that, but he's had Wi-Fi problems. He's in the Hudson Valley. It's very hard at times to get in and out of there, and it's caused a lot of Skype issues. So when we get him on, we'll let everybody know, and he'll be a monthly guest too. Our next guy is, and he's a regular now too, is Dr. William Wong. That's www.docsprefer.com. This guy is just a wealth of knowledge, and man, he'll hit you right between the eyes. There's no BS with him. So go out and check out Dr. Wong's Essentials. Next, we've got Roger LaPointe of Atomic Athletic Company. Unfortunately, Roger's just informed me that he's sold every safety squat bar, and it looks like the majority of it came through Motivation Muscle. So we do create value when we talk about you here. Roger next week will be on, and we'll go over what he's going to run next. I know he had a few items he was going to put on, up on sale. And we'll talk about that next week. But go out to AtomicAthletic.com. Take a peek around. Once again, very easy to maneuver through. Last but not least, we have our good friend John Drake from MuscleMass.com. Right till May 21st, you can go and purchase the flagship product called Adaptogen N. I believe that's been with him since the beginning. That's over 20 years. If you go out to their site, which is MuscleMass.com, go out to the discount code and type in motivation because we did a special because of motivation and muscle. I'm having a meeting with John on Sunday. We're going to do a lot more business with John. We're going to have him on for some podcasts, I believe, too, but we'll run all that by him. And he sent me a bottle, so I just started it 2 days ago. I'll let you know what's going on with that. And so go out and remember this, too. I didn't mention this. If you buy three, you get one free. And shipping in the United States is free. And like I said before, all these gentlemen right now that are on the show that are sponsoring it, you can get to every one of them. You know, when you can get to the owner of a company, that's pretty damn good. So, you know, go out and give all these people a look-see. And, you know, go out and do some business. These are like, you know, like the old mom and pop, they used to call them. These guys work extremely hard. They put out a super product. They got a great attitude about everything, and they stand behind everything they do. So I can't say enough about them. Today, we've got our regular here on Thursday, which is Coach Rob Regish. For anyone of you who out there, I can't believe, aren't familiar with him, he's on every Tuesday from noon to 1 on Superhuman Radio. That's the Blueprint Power Hour. He has the Blueprint Army. If you go out to his site, it's CoachRobRegish.com. Obviously, you know, he is the architect of Synthogen and Tranquilogen. And I hope I say it right, Rob. Is that Progenerex? Is that the other product?
It's close, brother. Progenitrex.
Okay, well, that was the only one I effed up on today. But, you know, you guys know he's the real deal. He's got yards of knowledge behind him. He's got multiple books out there. You know, he can say a little bit. We're going to bring him in about 10 seconds. But today, we're going to talk about something really, really big, and it's called Winning Attitudes and the Scars We Collect Along the Way. And we'll explain this a little more, but this is very important for your success, not only in weightlifting, but in every avenue of your life, because anybody that's ever done this stuff and really dedicated themselves to it, you will be a success no matter what endeavor you take on. So, Rob, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, brother.
Thanks, man. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as usual. Hey, go tell us anything that's going on, and if I messed up anything else.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we still have, if you go to CoachRobRegis.com, we still have Blueprint Bulletin subscriptions for $1. You know, you get the first issue for $1. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't, you cancel. You know, it's pretty straight up, straightforward offer. The other thing that I'm really pleased with is over at PredatorNutrition.com, the Progenitrex,
yeah,
the one that you were speaking to earlier, has, it's really taking off. I'm looking at the store reviews. Right? I just punched Progenitrex into the search engine on their homepage. I've got 8 reviews now from some very, very difficult to impress customers. Every single one of them is 5 stars. And here's the important point. Every single one of them is putting on a pound or week or more for 4 to 8 weeks, and they're not putting it on in the waist. One guy dropped almost 2 inches.
Wow.
So, you know, it just speaks to, I think, finally, a real non-hormonal drug-free alternative is here. It doesn't just pump you up. It doesn't just give you energy. It puts real muscle tissue on your bones and on the scale.
Hey, Rob, I think we talked about this a few times, or people have asked me that we're taking it. Is it a good thing to take that and maybe Synthogen and either take them together or just alternate them, or is it two totally different things that we're getting into here?
You know, it's a great question. I know some people are stacking them,
yep,
and you get the best of both worlds that way. Hyper recovery, sure, hyper growth. But personally speaking, I stagger them.
Okay,
which is to say, I use one at a time, and
yep.
I, you know, it's just my 2 cents, but that naturally cycles your use of supplements, and I'm a big believer in cycling almost all supplements. So that you continue to get a good response. The body will have a good response to it. It'll have a good punch once you lay off it for a while and come back to it.
I got you.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, that's it. That's all the pimping I'm going to do today.
All right. Well, let's get into the subject today, which is real interesting. Winning attitudes. This is something that needs to be built in the majority of everybody out there. You have people you train. I do, too. I find that if they've been around for a number of years, a lot of times they seem to be more in a beaten down phase. And also when they've come across problems now, whether it's, you know, a lot of weight gain, obviously joint issues, ligament tendon, How do you you got somebody coming in. I mean, let's talk about it even from even more of a positive stance.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it from a big goal that say we've decided we want to have, whether let's talk a squat or a deadlift or stones or whatever, but let's talk about something that we've got to work very hard towards, say for the next 12 to 16 months, whether it's traveling to compete, or just, you know, in your yard or in your basement, and you want X goal, then how do we formulate an attitude? How would you start out stepwise building that and building it until we accomplish it?
Well, I don't know what the right answer is for everyone, but for me, it was important that I dream big. And the way I did that is this. I used music and I used imagery. You know, I'll call it mental imagery. So I would lay down with my headphones on, and I have a track of 8 to 10 songs that really pumped me up. And if the goal was a 500-pound deadlift, I would visualize over and over and over of me not just singling with it, but tripling with it.
Yep.
And what you don't realize is these thoughts build into your subconscious, and what the mind can conceive, the body will achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's different for everyone. Some guys want to achieve a goal, I don't know, to impress a girl, you know, to get a girl back. Some guys want to set a record, and those are all valid goals. But I think the point being is it starts in your mind.
Yep.
It starts in your mind. So it is as much a mental exercise as it is physical.
Oh, I agree totally. And you know, that one of the biggest things that I've, you know, come across with myself is you got to have this hunger in you. It's insatiable. And you know, we all have a lot of things going on in our lives. I mean, when we're teenagers in school, it's pretty easy to really be, you know, super hungry. You got a lot more time, even if you're working a part-time job, girlfriend, etc. You know, when you're dedicated to something in a sport or a sport itself, because I don't know if I even look at weightlifting like a sport. I look at it in a whole different dimension from other organized. Yeah,
it's a lifestyle. It's
a lot. Yeah, exactly. No matter what you do and how you do it. But the thing I always found is you're never going to get, especially this sport, the lifestyle of it, you're never going to get anywhere with this, with doing anything this, if you don't have this hunger in you. And by that, I mean, it's like no matter what, you're going to go out and get it. And it's, you know, it's not easy if you're, you know, you got family and big responsibilities, but we've seen some pretty great things done by people that had a lot of stuff stacked at them and, you know, accomplished what they wanted to do. And I found at times, too, that sometimes when you have more going on in your life, it's even better if you can believe that, because what it does is when you go in to get that 500-pound deadlift, every workout you only have X number of times. So maybe you only got an hour and a half total. You got to, obviously, you want to get out of there within 40 minutes if you can do it. But when you're like that, it pushes you to take that goal and reinforce it, because you know what? As I always say, once this workout's over, it's over. You don't get it back. So you have to go out there with a plan. You know, obviously you might have to make alternatives because, you know, you might be a little stronger that night. You might not have the pop that you had the last time. So you might have to coordinate some stuff where, all right, I was going to go at, you know, 90% tonight, but, you know, maybe I don't have it, so I'm going to go at 85. But you still go in there and just drill it. And by doing that, that creates that attitude, the winning attitude. You want to go in there and win every workout you get, because when you get to that point where it's a competition, whether it's at your house, whether it's at another land, you've established that.
Yeah. You know, you talk about the hunger, that drive that has to be there, that comes from inside. So many guys that I know are on autopilot, and they've got the 1,000-yard stare, and I know why that is. Training sucks when you're going nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Which should tell you something about the program you're on. You know, I've fallen, don't get me wrong, I've fallen victim to this and made this mistake too. There have been extended stretches where I would go to the gym and let's say, I'll be charitable and say I was uninspired, through the whole workouts. And perhaps not coincidentally, those were the times when I did not have a goal.
Yeah.
You know, when you have, I'll go to the example where I wanted to achieve a one-arm push-up.
Yep.
This was a completely different and foreign goal than what my sport was prior to that, which was powerlifting.
Yep.
But it had eluded me simply because while I may have had the strength, I was benching 405 at the time. Mm-hmm. While I may have had the strength, what I did not have was the underlying strength, you know, in the tendons, the ligaments, the bursa, the fascia, and that all needed to be developed. And I had one thing in my back pocket, though, and this is very important. I had one thing in my back pocket, and that was confidence.
Yep.
And I only reclaimed that confidence because I had confidence in the plan. And mm-hmm. and you know this is true in business, this is true in lifting, and this is true in life.
Yep.
If you are confident in your plan, you will be motivated to achieve that goal because there will be several sub-steps leading up to that goal. I said it before. I'll say it again because it's true. Training sucks when you're going nowhere fast. Mm-hmm. When you're going somewhere, when you're making gains, even if it's a rep or two, it's motivating.
Absolutely.
Right? Because now we're moving. Now we're doing something. So I think after you dream big and you've achieved your goal, the next logical step is create a plan and have confidence in that plan. And now you start to build that locomotion, or, you know, like a steamroller type approach. Because it snowballs, you know, added a rep and some weight. Boom, boom, boom. All right, now we're really rolling. Can't wait to get to the gym.
Yeah. And, you know, the real test when you get into this stuff is when you're going to get knocked back a number of times, because I think you and I have talked about this before, whether it was online or offline, you know, and that's what we're talking about, like the scars that come along the way. I mean, there's going to be injury. I mean, you know, I competed. I tore my bicep. You know, I've got a scar. But you know what? It's the best permanent scar you could ever have. I'll take Iceland to my grave now, you know, and that's important, man. At the time, maybe you're like, why? But these things happen along the way. And this is where, you know, that attitude, that toughness starts really, really taking shape, because you made a statement before, and it's validated very much so by this. I'm convinced now more than anything I've ever done that power rack training, and I mean, we're kind of getting off a little bit from the subject, but I'm gonna reconnect the whole thing for everybody here. I think that it is the fiercest stuff you could ever do, and I'll explain why. When you have to move things dead stop, and now we're talking dead stop training, we're not talking rebound, okay, in a rack. You can do that if you want, or any type of isometrics, any type of holds. Training the rack, no matter what the lift is, at all three different, four different dimensions. Like I said before, I use all different things. They could be bands. They could be bungees. Doing crisscrossing with stuff, pushing through it. Multiple things. And I'll tell you why I like that kind of training and why I think it goes so much with the winning attitude is, if you give it a shot and you succeed with it, which you should, and you make goals, and I'm talking with stuff like this. This isn't going to be like 12 months. We're talking a succession of years. I've been doing this since 1995, all right? And I've done a lot of stuff, and I'll tell you what, as far as building an attitude, I've never done anything. You know, I think the Stones come close, probably almost equal, because the thing is, you're messing around with stuff, just like dead stop stuff. It's not made to come up. All right. A stone is not made to lift for most people because it's not balanced. All right. And you're going to get cut. Here we go again. Scars. I've got scars on my forearms. I've had cuts. You know, we did one day to see if we could take it. And this is how nutty we do shit here. It was probably about 90 out and humid as hell. And in my driveway between probably 9:30 to about 3 o'clock, you get a sun that's blinding back there. So my Hoosa steel stones, by the name, are all steel. So we got near the end of the workout, and I was like, let's see if we can take the shit good today. And then my buddy was like, what are we going to do? I said, take your fucking shirt off and go carry that stone that's been sitting out in the sun back and forth for the last half hour.
Yeah.
Well, I did it first, Rob, and I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't tell anybody to do this, but I like just testing. When I put my skin against that stone, it sounded like there was a sizzle to it. I carried the thing up and back for whatever the distance was, and it was anywhere from a 250 to a 350-pound stone. I had red marks. They looked like burns all over the inside of my forearms and on my chest, okay? Now, was that a smart thing to do? Probably not. You know, I mean, if I had to go to the hospital and explain why I got burns on my body, they probably would have shipped me down the street to the psychiatric center. But this is why I want to tie it all together. You don't have to go that far if you want, but I'm a guy that really needs a deep attitude. It's almost like I need the admiration of what I'm doing to give you the admiration of what you are. So when people say to you, well, it's only a bar, or it's only a power rack, or it's only a stone. No, it's not, man. To me, it's a living being, okay? I don't care who it is. When you touch something, I don't care if it's steel or stone, there's a passage, I believe, between the two of you. And if you don't believe me, go out there and just try not to believe in what you're doing or think that thing, you know, you don't want to go out there and slay it like a dragon. Because I'm here to tell you, if you go out there with that attitude, you're falling. You're not going to move anything, man. And if you do, it's just going to be a struggle. And then you get pissed off and you're swearing at shit and throwing stuff. And it's like, I've been a part of all that stuff. So I try to always make things not so much adversaries, but something that I know that I always look at is, I guess you could say it's an adversary. It wants to take my head off, basically. So what do? I go after it in the same way.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, would I say strip down and burn your skin to a stone? Probably not the smartest thing to do, but I've been known not to do smart things at times to test the will and training. I mean, I was telling a guy this morning, what you strip down to your shorts. We used to beat the shit out of each other with bamboo, man. Bamboo until you bled. So we were pretty fucking serious with what we were doing here. Do I tell anybody to do that? Don't do it. I've got scars on my back from it. So that's my winning attitude story, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, you bring up some good points. The scars that you accumulate along the way, those are important. So let's talk about those for a second.
Sure.
You know, you're going to get injured in this game. If you haven't been, you will be. And there's a couple different ways to look at that. But one of the positives is, I look at it this way anyway, every injury that you sustain, to me, that's just another investment, both physically and psychologically, that you make in yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're still training. You may have that bad wing, you may have some bad wheels, but you just keep on going, and there's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm.
So working through adversity, working through these scars is important because it deepens your psychological resolve. Mm-hmm. Now, I unfortunately have taken that to the extreme, where rhabdomyolysis landed me very close to death's door,
yep.
Stupidly more than once. So understand that you can take it too far and know your limits. You also brought up another good point, which was channeling anger and aggression into your weight training or resistance training. And it is here where I think most people can relate and benefit from what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got a problem with a woman, you got a problem with another guy, you got a problem with your boss. Now, unfortunately, we live in a society where you can't break those people's necks like you want to.
Like, yeah.
So
yeah.
You take that to the gym, and you pour it into the weights, whatever program you're on. And the beautiful thing is that investment will come back to you in spades. mm-hmm. you know, given enough time, rest, and food.
Well, you know, Rob, you know what it is, I think, too, is like, I'll go back to this again. You know, we talk always about the basic three movements or four if you throw the bench press in or the press, you know, it's vice versa what you like. Basics are still the best. Basics build everything to the point where, you know, you flip tires, you throw stones, you throw maces, you play with sledgehammers, you know, you go for these big meaty deadlifts off the floor, a big squat, you know, massive overhead, whatever it is. It's all basic, basic, basic. And it's the same way with the attitude, too. There's certain things that are going to happen to you that you're going to have to build an attitude for. And especially like, you know, we're going after our big goal. You know, I'll use me as an example. I'm not going to get into this too much, but this is a good example. When we went on the big Viking tour in 2008 that Bill Crawford hosted and Peter Gudmundsson of Iceland, you know, you don't go in with the idea you're going to get hurt, but we got hurt, a few of us there. I was one of them. Never having a major injury, it was a little daunting at first, you know, and you come back. It's not a great plane ride home because you're going to face a lot of people that are going to, and they won't say it to you then, but a lot of them will say, I told you so. A lot will support you totally too. And like I said, my chiropractor and my brother both said some of the nicest things where, hey, man, at least you took a chance and you're one of the few people that even attempted the stone.
Yeah.
That's great. I appreciate, Rob, you know, something like that. Don't get me wrong. But here's the thing you're going to have to deal with, and that's a big scar on your head. I don't care who you are, man. I can take a lot of shit. I mean a lot. All right? And I can take beat downs like you wouldn't believe. But this is something that you got to come back with and settle with yourself because – I'm going to tell you, I remember the first time I picked up a stone. I picked it up, and the first thing I did when I dropped it is I immediately checked my arm. I was like, did I tear it again?
Right.
Because at first, you know, you're like, holy shit. Well, that starts passing quick because you know now that, you know, that attitude you built and such as that is there again. But these scars, you know, like the guys in Iceland said to me, you know, well, don't look at it on the negative side. Look at it as like you got a permanent scar from Iceland that you'll always have on you, which now totally makes sense to me because when you're into this stuff like this strength stuff, it might not make sense to you at first. Even getting ready to go somewhere, you go somewhere and you fail miserably. But the whole idea is, you know, you built the attitude to go and do it, man, and that's the most important thing because – as you go along, I'm not going to say it's going to get easier for you, but it's going to be different, and it's going to serve you in a different way. And this is why when I see so many people that are doing stuff like this or other things, and then they're all down in the dumps because of whatever, you know, it doesn't work for them anymore, they don't think, and then they go and do something else or join something else. I don't think that's the direction you should ever go. What I think you should do is, all right, maybe you do some body weight for a while, or maybe you go in and reorganize what you want to do, replan something. Or for that matter, the thing that kicked your ass, decide, all right, in 12 months I'm going to be there again, and we're going to get it this time. I think the whole thing with winning attitudes is this. Stay to your basic movements, build the threshold, and definitely stay very basic in your thinking. Very coordinated things with little blocks that you build upon every time. Make the changes that you must to accommodate where you got to get to, but don't keep going and doing other things because you're never going to get anywhere. You're just going to get mentally frustrated. And, you know, I've told Rob this before, and I'm sure Rob knows a lot of guys. I have a very good friend. He's like a brother to me. And he was a world-class Olympic lifter. And I know that, you know, he had a lot of injuries, and I know that he still trains, but obviously he can't do what he did before. And I know he was going through like mental terror. And this guy is a very bright, smart, accomplished person in business too. But this just goes to show you, Rob said this right in the beginning, and I totally agree with him. This is our lifestyle, all right? And when things are taken or we're hurt, this has a big, big effect not on our psyche, but obviously on us physically. And if you can't settle it, See, that's one thing I had to do with the arm. I had to settle that quick, because if I didn't do that, I probably never would have lifted a stone again or even tried to go heavy, because I'll be honest with you, I would have been frightened. I'm going to get hurt again. No, 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 no. You got to stop that kind of self-talk. If you're talking like that to yourself all the time, or you're saying, you know, I'm gaining weight or I'm not strong anymore, guess what? Whatever the mind conceives, the body achieves. That's not a bullshit statement. You keep thinking on those lines, and the road to winning attitude is over for you.
Yeah, it is. It is. When these scars happen, whatever you want to call them, it is very easy to get negative.
Yep.
And here's a great example. The other day, my son took a ball to the head in baseball practice.
Yep.
He was pretty shaken up. I said, okay, you know, everything's okay, son. Go join your team. He said, I don't want to, Daddy. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's important that you get back out there. And he said, but I don't want to. I said, well, you know, play catch with Daddy. You know I won't hurt you. So we play catch for 5 minutes, and then he goes back out.
Yeah.
Now, about 20 minutes later, I'm getting bored, so I get the bright idea to do some wind sprints.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that. Yeah, boom. I popped the hamstring bad. By the end of that practice, I had a very high level of confidence that I was going to, you know, fix it. And lo and behold, you know, when I did it, I could not get my hands down to about my knees, keeping my legs straight. I can touch my toes now.
There you go.
So, but that confidence only stemmed from not negative thoughts, getting down on myself, thinking, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. I focused on what I could do.
There you go.
And you can always, always, always do something. Even if you can't move your leg, you can do a static hold.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So there are ways. You know, if there's one thing I've learned in this game, there is always a way. And if that isn't coming to mind for you, consult somebody, you know, consult somebody that knows. And there are people like that out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But you need will. You need the will to turn it around.
Well, you know what it is, too? The whole thing is this. When you get hurt, you know, I don't care who you are, your first reaction is, why me? All right? Now, okay, I understand that. I've done it. Everybody's done it. Got it. But once you're over the why me, is we got to figure a way to fix it, because we want to keep this stone rolling, as I say. You know, we want to keep rolling down the hill, because if you don't, your progress is going to stop. And when you have doubt, when you have fears, it's not going to work out for you. We've all had them. We all go, hey, I've told stories here where, you know, a couple times. I mean, my sister's come over here when me and my buddies are out in the back. My sister's no candy cane at all. She said, I didn't want to get out of the car. She goes, it sounded like you guys were murdering each other out there. It was scary sounding, all right? That's the intensity of stuff. That's what that attitude, what you know. You go around people, and I love watching people, listening to people. It gives me a good baseline on things, okay, that are around me, you know, whether I want to get involved or not. So when you got somebody or some buddies that come and they've got the attitude like you do, well, you and I both know you can move heaven and earth if you want it. That's just the way it is. But we also go through phases, and I go through them at times where things just aren't going right, man. You know, you could have workout after workout that just isn't making it for you, or something that was easy a few weeks ago you missed. Now, we can get into all the stuff, well, you're overtrained, or maybe you need to change your training. You know what? I say bullshit to all that. Yeah. The best thing to do, unless you're hurt or you're just so burned out mentally, I say stay the course, because if anything, obviously you drop percentages down. But I know the feeling, because I've taken things and thrown them across the room right where they smashed the cement wall, and you're yelling and saying things to yourself that you never should. But do I think that's the way to do things? In some phases for me, yeah, it works, because You don't like giving yourself shit self-talk, but we all do. I mean, that's a fact of life. Even the Tony Robbins of the world do, all right? There's nobody that's immune to saying something to themselves that you wouldn't normally say. But I also think there's a passion drive in you, too. And when you're that passionate about something, when you love something, because anybody that's on this show, myself included, I love iron. I love stone. That's just, I love it. Most people probably can't understand that. How can you love stuff like that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's created a life in me that I don't think I could have gotten any other way. And I believe this until the day I die is this. If you embrace strength the way you should, if you learn about strength, if you learn about past greats, if you create your own greatness, okay? When you do all those things and all those factors are in your life and you understand, I'm going to tell anybody, I don't care if you've never touched a weight, you should go out and explore this. This is, you heard what Rob said with his son, all right? He's playing baseball, athletics, all right? Very important. Very, he got scared off a little bit. You know, Rob went out there, just did what he had to do. Didn't lay the frosting on the cake, but his son understood what he was saying. Well, what did he do? He returned back to the game. That's what we all have to think about. When life's got your ass down, when you feel you're on your back looking up all the time, you're not on your feet anymore. When things that were easy are hard now, or you've had hardships outside of your life, remember this. And I can tell you this from over 2 years of experience right now. It does get better, but you have to decide to take it and take control of it. When you've decided that, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy because you're going to get slapped around many days. But you're going to get to a point where, you know what? You're going to make it. And no matter what happens to you, you don't care at that point because you figured, right now I'm at a point with what I'm doing where we've rounded the corner and now I can just see bright sunlight coming at me. That's how I look at every day now. Same way with training, same way with personal life. I know numerous people have had problems. I've talked to them. I think it's helped a lot of them. I hope it does. And I hope the hell it opens up to them, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you bring up some very positive and powerful points. But speaking of positive, let's fast forward to the day you achieve your goal.
There you go, man. Yep.
And this is, you know, obviously it's a monumental occasion. Those scars that you accumulated along the way, when mm-hmm. you achieve a goal, it just makes it that much more worth it.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't walk away and quit. You powered through it, and you've achieved your goal. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of guys make the mistake of leaving it there, leaving it on the table. In other words, they didn't set a new goal. And recall, the name of this game is progressive resistance training. Mm-hmm. You know, if your 500-pound squat was achieved, then it's time to start looking into 515, 520.
Yep.
You know, and how you're going to get there. Now, you can stop at 500, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that was your ultimate goal, and be happy. But unfortunately, a lot of guys get lost, and the biggest point I'm trying to make here is a lot of folks will not achieve their potential when they don't set another goal. That's what to look for. When the day comes, man, and you light it up and you've got that 500-pound squat, it is important. It's important to celebrate it, yes, but it's also important to set a new goal and start thinking about how you're going to get there.
I agree totally. You know something, though, Rob, and I imagine you're the same way. I know a lot of guys and girls that walk away. Unless I was half dead, I don't have that in me because I feel that the thing about lifting, I think more than anything out there, is we are like these people that want to just get bigger and stronger. And I know there's going to come a time in all of our lives where maybe you can't do the things you did or whatever, but I don't feel like I'm set up to just walk away from anything. Like I've told you a few times, I mean, I've got a 2-year plan where some of the things I want to get into, where most people would be like, why now would you be even starting something like this? You know, I seem to be getting more and more hardcore, if you can say that, because of this. I love the idea of the testing of everything, the mind, body, and soul, as they say. And I think, for me, some people disagree that, you know, well, you keep putting more and more pressure on yourself. You could have bigger injuries. You could have death. Well, you know what? You can walk out your front door tonight, fall down the stairs, hit your head, you're dead. All right? I just look at it this way. I have something within me that just won't let me quit, man. I've always, even as a kid, you know, and my father wouldn't fool, you know, my father would be very disappointed in me if I quit. I know how he was with me, you know, never forced, but he had standards too. And my father was just a guy that, you know, he would say things to you, well, you know, if you quit this, this sets you up for the next thing you decide that might be too hard or you don't want to do anymore, or maybe you get hurt. All right. Now, do you want to be foolish about it? No. I mean, I don't tell anybody to go out there and do things that are dangerous that you feel could be costly to your life. But on the other hand, you know, everybody's heard this saying, no risk, no reward. I mean, if you want to play it safe, stay in your house. Don't do anything, you know? Yeah. Or if you don't want to try to make a little more money, stay in a job you hate. If you're in a relationship you don't like, but you're afraid to go out and even extend your hand to a woman and say, I'm so-and-so, I think you're the most beautiful girl in this place here, stay with whoever you're with, or better yet, be alone. So the idea here, when you have a winning attitude, it shows. I mean, you don't have to open your mouth. You people can feel it. And I've had people say that to me. It's like, you bring something to you without even opening your mouth. And Rob hit it. It's called confidence. People can smell confidence, man. People can hear it in your voice. And when you're like that and you speak to people, believe me, you're going to capture people's attention. I don't care what you do. When you capture attention like that, you could be a guy that digs holes for a living. People are going to sit there and be enamored with how you speak, because you speak confidence, you speak strength, you speak manliness. And I don't care what they tell you, it still matters in this world, and it registers with people. Because I think right now we are living in the weakest of times with a lot of weaklings around us. I don't subscribe to any of it, and anybody that I deal with, I try to lay that leather on them like that. I don't force it, I don't push it. But I think your actions speak louder than anything. And then they'll say, than words. But I think your actions and words speak volumes, period. So, you know, obviously, I think this is the way I conduct my life. I hope what we're talking about today will help people that, you know, maybe they need a little bit of direction. Maybe they've had a few things that they just haven't been able to settle. Settle it. Settle it and go on to something. Or better yet, fulfill that dream you got. That's, you know, if you can be successful at doing things, if you can come back to something that beat the shit out of you and you quit, to me, that's the winning attitude. That, you know, all those scars you've accumulated over the years, they're just learning experiences. They're things that are, they're teachers. Those are things that point you to where you need to go. Open your ears up. Open your mind up to it. Be willing to accept it, what you have to do. But you don't have to accept the way things were. You go out and create your own outcomes. You go out and be the winner. You go out and create the attitude.
Yeah. I think there are two key words here that that summarize it nicely. Confidence and aggression.
Yep.
You know, I spoke before about confidence insofar as having the plan, knowing what needs to be done. Yep. You know, if I hear you correctly, it's in how you carry yourself, mm-hmm. in how you walk, and how you talk. And it mm-hmm. does. It translates over into everything you do. I'll give you a good example. Next time you're in the gym, just take some time to distance yourself, sit back so you got a good view of it. And I want mm-hmm. you to watch the guys in there when they work out. There are some people, when they train, they do so very timidly.
Yep.
Very timidly. And there are other people that train more aggressively. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, the guys that are going to accomplish their goals are the guys that are training aggressively. I saw this the other day. You know, I remembered it when I was 19, and he was squatting a hell of a lot of weight. And the gym pauses. People stop what they're doing.
Sure.
You know, yep. To see you lift. And he was going right before that, though. Right, he was pacing. He was pacing. I know where he was. He was going deep inside his mind and using whatever triggers that you need to use to get into that confident, aggressive state. Because yep. This is the truest statement ever uttered. If you get under a heavy bar and mm-hmm. you have one iota of a thought that you're not going to get it, and you're going to get crushed, or you're going to get hurt.
Yep.
You know, you have to believe, even if it's for that split second, for that 3 seconds the squat takes, you have to believe you're going to do it, or you won't.
Well, you know what the interesting thing too that you hit upon there, Rob, was this: you don't think your body doesn't know that you're set up for failure the way your self-talk is. It's amazing the way everything communicates, and you don't even have to say it. It'll read the mind. It's like subliminal. It's like you don't think your body doesn't sense that I don't think I can do this. It does. So anybody out there that thinks that you're not translating or talking to everything internally with you, even when you're not saying it out loud, think about it again, because I'm telling you right now, it translates to the body, and watch what will happen. Like Rob said, you'll miss it, you get injured. And that's from not being locked in and tight in the head. Because if I'm not tight with my head, my body's not tight either. Remember, my chiropractor used to always say to me, everything follows your head. You know what I mean? If you break something in your spine or in the neck, you're dead, basically. That's how it is. So everything flows. The life force flows from the neck down, and it's coming right there. So if your beliefs are, I don't know if I can do this, or I don't feel strong today, or I don't know, should I get under the bar? Well, you know you're going to follow through, especially like Rob said, if people are looking, you know, and you got a big hunk of iron on a bar, you get under that thing, man, and you might not even be able to pull it out of the rack if it's a squat. You know, you're fumbling all over. So be very careful what you're feeding your mind and your body too, you know, diet-wise, everything. So, you know, we know what this can do to you. And you're not going to create an attitude, a winning attitude, if that is all you're thinking about is, what if I get hurt? What if I fail? This and that. So very important, Rob. Very important.
Yeah, and I think the point I'll make about the whole confidence thing,
yep.
Confidence comes from doing.
Yep.
Confidence doesn't come from sitting on the couch,
yeah.
from thinking about it. Confidence comes from doing it.
Yep.
So whatever it is, and that doesn't have to be some huge step, by the way, because, you know, the old saying, the longest journey starts with one step.
Yep.
You know, go to the gym. Even if you just go to the gym to stretch. You
yep.
took a step forward today. Stop thinking about it and do it.
Yep.
And your confidence will build.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it is for other people, but, you know, when something is out there that is bothering me or concerns me,
yep.
the further away from it I get, the more anxious I get. The closer I get to it, the more confident I get.
Yeah.
Because you're, in my mind, you're one step closer to resolving it.
You know what it feels like to me? It's like, say there's a girl you want to go out with forever and you go out with her, and it's like that first kiss. It's like a nervousness almost, but it's like the best feeling. That's the same way it is like when I'm getting ready to get under a bar to do a monster lift. It's like, You've got kind of like that nervousness, but it's like it's a good, it's like a sweet tension, man. It's the same thing, you know, you feel with somebody you really like being around. It's a great feeling, and man, when you achieve it where you move that bar or you get that first kiss from that girl you've been wanting to be with for years, maybe, or weeks or months or whatever, it's a feeling that you have to experience it to be able to describe it. It your whole body basically feels like it's on end, and everything is moving in you. It feels almost like you could shoot sparks out of the end of your fingers, man. It's that intense, and it's like when you get to that point, man, you know you've got what you want to get. You've created this. You've got under this. You've got this tension, and you move it, you pull it, you press it, and you know what? There you have your winning attitude. There you have that confidence. There you have that no matter what's thrown at me, I can take it. Because the more you have thrown at you, and I've this is my experience in the last few years with business. Like I said, it can be very daunting at first because this is something you've never dealt with, okay? And you're learning and you're trying to keep your head above water and you want to get better at everything you do, blah, 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 blah. This is the way things play out. And when you keep succeeding at these, and these are high-level things, and you get beat up, and you get scars, and you get tears, and, you know, you're not sure of yourself, you're second-guessing, and you're hearing the choir going, well, I don't know if you should do that, you know, maybe you ought to go back to what you're doing and live the safe life. You can't. There's no bullshit anymore. Once you've turned that corner, now you have to keep going. And I mean press. Like a tank, you know, like an Italian tank, man. I just think of it that way. We're just going to keep pressing, because I don't feel at this point, other than, you know, death, that there's going to be much that's going to take me out at this point, because I've created this in my mind, this attitude. So the best thing I can tell everybody out there today that I would give you from this show is this. You're going to have to be willing to deal with anything and everything. Now, without all of us, there's some things we got, others have more. I've had a lot. I got no problem with it. It doesn't bother me even anymore. Things that used to bother me don't anymore. People that used to bother me don't anymore. And another thing you're going to have to learn to do with an attitude is there are going to be some people that have been in your life that you're no longer going to be able to have in your life because they're a detriment to what you're becoming. And as much as you might love them or like them, you're better off without them around you because they're not anything that are bringing something to you in a fashion that's going to work for you and them. So I'll say this to you. To build a winning attitude, you're going to have to get your knees chopped out from under you multiple times. But I will tell you this, honest to God, I promise you, you'll succeed. And that's the best thing I can give you right there. You will succeed in every facet of your life, but you got to be willing to get out there and take a shot.
Yeah, well, I think what you're speaking to is resilience.
Yep.
And if you haven't had hard times, then they're coming.
And oh yeah. So you're not living, Rob.
No. And I'll tell you, in this game, there came a day sooner than I thought where I could no longer squat and deadlift heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, did I walk away from this?
No.
Did I quit? Hell no. I found something new, the body weight training that I can do and do into my old age. So so it's that kind of resilience that you need to cultivate. Resilience, confidence, and aggression. Those would be my three keyword takeaways.
Yeah, and they're perfect because if you don't have the three of them, you're going nowhere.
Right.
It's just not there. You got anything else?
No, that's it. CoachRobRegish.com for all my products and services. You can get a sample issue of the Blueprint Bulletin for $1 there. Give it a test drive. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, cancel. Pretty straightforward. Progenidrex over at PredatorNutrition.com. I'd appreciate it if you give that a look. You know, just got a text from a guy right now. He said, I've put on 5.5 pounds in 4 weeks. What's in this stuff? Well, you can read about what's in it over at Predator. It's being compared to pro hormones.
Well, it obviously works. I've tried it. I'm going to go back to it, too, because I just ran out of Synthogen. So I do the same thing you talk about where I flip-flop them back and forth.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, our friend John Drake, obviously, from Muscle Mass, he sent me Adaptogen N to try out. So I'll be giving reports. Now, Rob already has. Rob's had blood work done. So I'm going to let you know what that does for me strength-wise, too. You got everything that you want to talk about with the business and everything, Rob?
Yeah. I just want to say thanks for having me. I love being on Motivation and Muscle every Thursday. It's a blast.
Love to have you. Just hang on 1 minute. We'll talk offline.
Sure.
This is Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats, Saugerties Chiropractic Center, AtomicAthletic.com, Dr. Wong's Essentials, which is www.docsprefer.com, and last but not least, Muscle Mass. Now, I'm going to talk about that just quickly again. Obviously, they have till the 21st of this month. Anybody that listens to Motivation and Muscle, you get 21% off their flagship product, Adaptogen N. It's free shipping in the United States, and if you buy three, you get one free. Now, all you have to do this is go out to the discount code and type in Motivation. And as it says, you'll have vastly improved health, vitality, and performance in and out of the gym. So go out to Muscle Mass and take a look. It's MuscleMass.com. And hopefully we're going to have some more dealings with John Drake. And he's a hell of a guy from what I've taught. I'm going to talk to him this weekend. And hopefully we can have a few more things for everybody out in the audience. As I always say, too, at the end, you know, if somebody seeks you out in the gym or in the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give them your time. I think right now, more than ever, especially, we need to help a lot of people out there. I think we've got a lot of lost people out there. So we hope that these shows here, you know, Rob and myself and anybody else connected with Motivation and Muscle, that's what we're trying to do for everybody. We welcome everybody into the FBC family. And we thank you for listening to us. You know, like I always say, we're going to get 1 million people listening to this show. I mean that wholeheartedly. We're doing major things. Possibly everything might be even up next week. I think you're going to really like what's coming down the road, too. We're going to have a lot of products. And we're going to go live, I hope, this year. So, you know, when Rob and I are talking, you know, you're going to be able to call in. So that's going to be real interesting. So we got a lot of facets coming down the road. I'm not going to get into all of them because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth if it doesn't happen right away. But we are on the road to where we want to be. We've got lots of big guests coming on. Stay tuned. Rob, thanks for being on the show, brother.
Thank you. Can't wait for next week.
You got it. So for Rob Regish, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. And you know what? Like I always say, get out there and kick some ass. Pump some iron up. Throw some rocks around. You know, whatever you like to do, but go out and do it with style. And most of all, go out there with a winning attitude. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.